God wants to use us. And Paul is an example of the limitless ways God can, did, and continues to use Paul. As God already told us in 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 9, his eyes are searching today, as they always have been, looking for those who will seek him wholeheartedly. Now, God found in Paul a wholehearted servant. And that's why when we look through the lens of Luke's inspired account of Paul sitting there in that little house in Rome at the end of the book of Acts, we see a servant who wholeheartedly said, God, I will do, I will be, I will say whatever you want me to say. Imperfectly at times, weakly at times, in distress and tears and suffering and everything we read about. But his heart, he said, O Lord, is completely toward you. Well, just the fact that we're reading this account is quite a testimony of what God can do if we invite him to control our lives. Because from Paul's conversion to his martyrdom, he never ceased to serve God. Though Paul, like all of us, was born a sinner, when he got saved, it doesn't seem like he ever coasted.